From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
From a protest in Washington to European MPs in the region, there's growing concern about the Caribbean banana industry. CARICOM leaders prepare for their meeting with Bill Clinton, and Cuba accuses the U.S. of introducing a pest to the island. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. From Barbados to Washington, there's growing concern about the future of the banana industry. In Washington, high-profile lobbyist Randall Robinson dumped 2,000 pounds of bananas near Capitol Hill. The protest was against the World Trade Organization ruling in favor of U.S. criticisms of Europe's banana regime. Mr. Robinson said afterwards his group got away with their act because the Clinton administration wants to keep the issue quiet.
It is a crime in front of police officers, brazenly, and the administration did nothing. And I think it's clear why they did nothing.
More on that Washington protest in a short while. In Barbados, meanwhile, George Guaya, the head of the European Commission for the Eastern Caribbean, expressed his concern about the ruling.
In all likelihood, if this decision is put into effect, it will have a negative effect on prices to growers in the Windward Islands. If the prices drop significantly, farmers may stop producing, and you can imagine for yourselves what the knock-on effects of that could be.